returning from your shore. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Returning from your shore. We all live in a world that is a world that is responsive. It's a world that reflects all that is going on around us. It's a world that reflects all that's going on within us. We all live in a world that is a super world. What is returning from your shore? What is returning from your world? That's a good question, isn't it? What is returning from your world, your shore, your activities, your life? What is returning? Is what is returning beautiful, good, lovely? The fantastic you that you are? Is that what's returning? If that's what's returning, then how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. We have to be so very alert what sort of signals we're sending out. And we have to be so very alert what sort of signals we're receiving. Because a lot of times we think we're sending out very happy signals and they're really not so happy. A lot of times we think that we're telling the world how wonderful it is, and we tell it in such a sad tone that the world says, I am like that? My goodness sakes. How fantastic. Ellen called me on the email the other day, and she said, Herb, you should look at the YouTube. A lady from the Philippines put on the YouTube your talk about what the University of Healing is. And it's wonderful. Well, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but how wonderful. What a lovely message for Ellen to send to me. What a lovely thought for her to send to me. Now, did she send this same thought to all of her friends all over the world? Did she go onto her mailing list and say, hey, mailing list, go and listen to Herb. He's talking about the University of Healing, and he's talking about this that this lady thought was so great from the Philippines. She put it on, and she's sending it all over the world to all her friends on Facebook, and she's saying, that is just great. Now, what can you do? Can you go on Facebook and say, hey, listen to this, isn't it wonderful? Hey, listen to that. Isn't it wonderful? Hey, did you know there are a lot of happy people in this world? There are a lot of people in this world who are telling the world how wonderful it is, how great it is, how super it is, how fantastic it is. Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know? Quite likely, there's someone who's saying something nice about you. Oh, there are so many social activity things on the internet these days, like Twitter and Facebook and things like that, and they're going around saying things about what's going on in the world and what exciting activities are going on and who's who and what's what and where's where, and they never have particularly turned me on, but they are doing a very interesting job. They're telling a story all over the world about people who like people, about people who share with people, about people who love people. Now, how many lives do they touch in saying beautiful things? How many lives do you touch in saying beautiful things? When a thought comes to you on your shore, do you just sort of absorb it and soak it up and enjoy it and then let it end there? Or do you take that thought and spring it out into the ocean of life and send it everywhere? Send it to all your friends. Send it to all your relatives. Send it to all your email. Send it to all the people on your mailing list. We read oftentimes of great and prominent people who have written letters to other people. And we read of these people writing letters to other people, and we think, when do they have time to do that? they're writing all these letters by hand. Well, it's not that they're writing all these letters by hand. It's that the letters that they are writing are significant. The letters that they are writing are letters that touch the lives of themselves first and of others. They're sending it out like a stone cast into the lake of life, into the ocean of life. And you think it only makes a little ripple. You think that stone only makes a ripple here and a ripple there, and before it even gets to shore, it has ceased to be. Well, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. The thousands and millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions and on and on. All these lovely things that are cast into the ocean of life, all these lovely thoughts that are spoken into the arena of all that is, it comes back, it goes out, it comes back. When you think a lovely thought, you think of something in the past, and you think of how wonderful it was, and you live it again. Now, can you think of something in the present? Can you think of something in the now that is absolutely fantastic? Can you take the now item that's in your heart and bless it, cast it out into the ocean of life, which is your life, and share it with all of your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, share it with all that are in your ocean of life? The internet is like an ocean. It's like an ocean that receives from everywhere. You don't have to have any special license to get into the internet. You don't have to have a special license to get into the ocean. You don't have to have special permission. But if you throw good ideas into the ocean of life, your whole life is filled with good ideas. If you throw good ideas into the internet, your whole life is filled with good ideas. And it bounces off the shores of thousands and millions of beings all over the world. The number of people who are touched by the internet, the number of people who are touched by your lovely thought, your lovely attitude, your lovely way of life, who you are, is a never-ending experience. It's a never-ending thought and a never-ending joy for all who can hear it and who do hear it. Are you casting out carefully into your ocean of life the type of things that are valuable to you? Are you having returning to your shore what you sent out? And has it changed at all? Or has it retained its purity, its goodness? Because it's integral. It is within the nature of everything we do, who we are and what it is and where it goes and how it is. We are within all things that which we are. And when we send out anything into the world, into the internet, into the ocean of life, anything, it comes back. So if we send out our cold, I got a cold, oh dear me, yes, it comes back a millionfold. And a million voices are ringing it back to us. He's got a cold, he's got a cold, he's got a cold. And is that the type of response we want? No way. We want to send out, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I'm fantastic. And then that comes back wonderfully. It comes back not pathetically, not panically, but with a lovely feeling, a lovely flow, a lovely attitude that just sort of says, yep, that's me. I love everybody. Yep, that's me. Now, do you have that good feeling within your side when you say anything? Do you have that good feeling inside of you that says, yes, 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 I do live in a good world. I do create a good world. I do have a good people in my world. Everything in my world is fantastic and glorious and wonderful. Well, returning from your shore, Whatever you receive is a glorious ability. And its ability is a talent that you train yourself in. I train myself in that. When I hear anything that comes into my life, anything that comes to my world, I instantly say, all is in divine order. When I hear anything that comes to me and says, hey, isn't that interesting? Now, if it's interesting good, I hear it. If it's interesting not so good, I just release it, and as though it had never touched my shore, as though it had never touched my heart, never touched my mind, never touched my thought, I let it go. I only take in what I wish. Because you better believe there are an infinite number of pebbles thrown into the ocean of life, an infinite number of thoughts that are thrown into the cosmos, an infinite number of ideas that are cast into the internet. Yes, and that infinite number are there, and it's the allness, and you and I are the selectors. We select what it is we're going to listen to, what it is we're going to spread on, what it is we're going to tell the rest of the world about, what it is we're going to say, hey, this is wonderful, this is beautiful, this is fantastic. And as we make that selection, we are aware of what is returning from our shore. And you are the shore of life. And you are both the stone, and you are its ripple, and you are all. And whatever it is we get back, you can be sure that was what we cast out into the ocean of life on the internet of all. Join me learning how to carefully cast upon the internet of my life all that is good and beautiful, all that is true and wonderful, all that is uplifting at all times. And know that it is done now. And know that that's all that matters. I love you. I love you. I love you.